Pasuk in the Torah says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech turned his face to the wall. He turned to the wall, he was lying in bed, and there he offered a very short tefillah to Hashem. Now he turned to the wall, the Gemara says, simply means, which wall? The wall of his heart. In other words, he davened, he prayed from the very depth of his heart. He poured out words from the depth of his heart. What was his prayer? He said, Hashem, help me. Why? Because I've been very good. Therefore, help me. Because Atayv Be'enecho Asisi, I have performed that which is very good in your eyes, that which you desire, which you, Hashem, desire. The Gemara says there were two things he referred to. First thing was, he said, other kings, I am a king too, and I have the privileges of other kings. What do other kings do? They get up late in the morning. They are royalty. They can sleep late. And how late do they sleep? Until 9 a.m. The unsightly hour, the unheard of hour of 9 a.m. in the morning. Peasants, ordinary people, get up earlier than that. These members of royalty sleep to the very late hour of 9 a.m. Well, I never sleep that late. Though I am a king, I always daven Vosikin. Vosikin means that I daven in the morning, I reach Shmon Esrei, I finish the Kriya Shema, I start the Shmon Esrei at exactly the second, the moment of sunrise. This is davening Vosikin, and this, the Gemara says, is the act, the tefillah of a pure tzaddik. This is what Chizkiyahu HaMelech prided himself with, and said to Hashem, for this mitzvah alone, I deserve to be given long life rather than death. Now this, of course, is a message to every Jew. It is not that difficult to daven Vosikin. I note that everybody is here today. Nobody got sick. Those who davened with us this morning, we davened Vosikin this morning. No one is the worse off for it. And certainly our neshamas are far better off by having davened Vosikin this morning. Or every morning that we can accomplish this, those who want a daven Vosikin tomorrow mitzvah, the time is 7:03. Reach Shmon Esrei at 7:03, you'll be fulfilling that mitzvah. It is not difficult. The summertime, when it gets to about 3:30, a little bit harder. But meanwhile, the mitzvah of davening Vosikin can be accomplished by every single person, even the laziest of people, because who gets up later than that? We can't imagine recurring to a Jew who must go to shul and daven, and then he must eat breakfast. That's compulsory too. You have to wash for breakfast, pas shachris, and then go to work. So certainly is simple enough. It is a mitzvah that is this important, where Chizkiyahu HaMelech spoke with pride about it and said, this is worth life. What kind of life was he asking for? To rescind a decree mentioned by Yeshayahu HaNavi, which means to save his life here, and to regain his Gan Eden, Olam Haba, for this mitzvah of Vosikin. What is so important about Vosikin too? The Bein Adar says that Vosikin means at the exact stroke of sunrise to be Semech Geulo Letfila. Baruch Atah Hashem Go'al Yisrael Geulo. The next word is Hashem Sposai Tiftach Tfila. Hashem Sposai Tiftach is Rosh Tevis Eishes, a wife. The wife meaning the Nukvah, the Shekhinah, to be Goyel, means to redeem, to take the Shekhinah out of Golas. You put both together, you are Goyel the Tefillah. You take the Shekhinah out of Golas, if they are both together at this time, the time of sunrise, when the sun rises, the sun, the Shemesh is the Edampin, stands for Hashem, bringing the Shekhinah close to Hashem, through the Goal Yisrael. Goal Yisrael, of course, stands for the Yisoid Tzaddik. The Tzaddik redeems the Shechina and makes this Yichud, brings them together. This is the mitzvah of Smichas Gula L'Tfila with Vosikin. Again, each person should strive very much, at least to understand, to recognize, to believe in the importance of Vosikin, to do his best to fulfill this all-important mitzvah.